All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner Fluff Tube Edition. I'm with Sheila Holm, one of your favorites. Today, we're going to be talking about the Bible. What edition, what Bible should we be reading? I'm confused on this as well. I know it's changed throughout the thousands of years, and especially the last 100 years, it's really changed a lot. So I want to clear this up with Sheila, because I know that they're about to change it some more, and I don't even know who to trust, what to trust. I know it's been manipulated many times. Lots of books have been taken out, like the Book of Enoch. I'm kind of confused on all of this. So hopefully you can clear up my confusion, Sheila. I know you researched this thoroughly. Thank you for coming on.
It's awesome to be with you. I've always wanted to cover this. I cannot, if I had a dollar for every email answering, I want to know what Sheila thinks I should use. I want to know which one Sheila thinks I should read. And I'm so grateful for this show today, because this has never, ever been covered. And it's going to save me a lot. Seriously, if I had a dollar for every email, I could probably put a down payment on a house right now. So,
okay, awesome. For folks, get your threeharmfulfoods.com/Nino. Find out what they are. We live in the most advanced era in human history. There have never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physician and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. And wait till you hear this. Because the foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin, they are banned in other countries, but they're totally fine here, right? It's crazy. Yes, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. Like I said, folks, I also use these products before I peddle them. I got to make sure they work, and this is doing wonders on my body. I'm not even making that up. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning. It's that easy. Simply learning the foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy, and your skin improves too, folks, big time. I found out these three fake health foods, and they are very fake. Go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Nino. That's the number three, threeharmfulfoods.com/Nino. Or click in the description box down below, folks, to get started. You won't be sorry. You got to start taking care of your health, right, Sheila?
Absolutely.
All right. So I've been wondering about this for a long time. People tell me, read the King James Version, read the new version. What is the new one? The NIV, right? NIV.
New Living Translation.
And then I just got one today. And this
new
was
New International
this,
Version.
This was, yeah, New International Version. I just got one sent to me, and I was like, oh, that's kind of, what are they trying to portray here? Because it was in rainbow colors. And I was like, that's strange. You know, what are they trying to do here? What are they trying to manipulate with this? I was like, a rainbow Bible with rainbow pages? I just thought, like, the programming was there, you know? And I just think about this. Man, I should have brought it on the show. It would take me forever to find it right now. Dang, I should have showed people so they know I'm being serious. I got this Bible, a rainbow Bible with rainbow pages. And I'm just thinking to myself, wow, the conditioning is real. And I've always wondered, I know many books are missing out of the Bible, been taken out of the Bible. I'm just saying, what do I read? If I really want to immerse myself in the Bible and read the Word of God, which ones do I read? Which Bible do I read? What's the best bet?
Well, there are different versions, and there's reasons for different versions. And yet now it's become a complete potpourri of, you know, whatever you want to get. There's so many different flavors. And that's what you're mentioning. It's gone completely berserk. But if I give a little bit of history to this, that might help people understand, you know, where we're at, because it's not what version does Sheila like, or what's Sheila's opinion on the Bible. The words are just the words. And it's the same thing. If I was given a dollar for every time they said, you can come and speak at our church, just don't talk about the Holy Spirit. And that's what they did, removing the Holy Spirit so we don't have discernment. So I'll tell you a really unique one, and this is not one that I refer to. In fact, I had to go get it out of the garage. I
How
thought
do
I
they
had
remove the
already.
Holy Spirit? What do you mean?
They don't want you talking about the Holy Spirit in the church. The churches are
Wow.
not aligned with the Holy Spirit, and that's what Christ gave us to guide and comfort us when he came. He said, "I'm going to leave, but I'm going to send the guide and comforter, the Holy Spirit, who'll be with you always." And so when he's in our heart, the Holy Spirit, and that's who we hear. Like when you hear him, when you hear the Father or Christ speaking to you, it's done through the Holy Spirit. The compassion is there. And people didn't understand. So I went back and studied the Hebrew. And the word stone actually stands for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Aleph is the Father, the Bet is the Son, and Son of God. And then the noun is actually feminine for the Holy Spirit. And people said, oh my gosh. Sheila Holm is saying that there's a mother God. No, I didn't. I never said that. They are three in one, male and female. Did he make them in his image? And he has no figure. People keep trying to figure God out. You can't figure God out
Yeah,
because his ways are so far above.
I don't think God is some guy hanging out in the clouds with a pair of testicles and a beard. Okay.
No,
I see
no.
God as super consciousness, a super
Yes.
consciousness force that that's how I see the beginning and the end and the beginning, Alpha and the Omega. All things are God, everything.
Yes,
So
and all
I
he had to do
mean,
was speak it.
yeah. So I am,
That,
right? I am.
yeah, I am.
So I've been I have different versions of the Bible. I have King James, the NIV, and this new one, this rainbow one. I don't even know which one that is, but I can see the conditioning. I can see what they're trying to do, and I know that they're getting ready to manipulate again, change it again into something else, and that's so dangerous. I mean, they're altering the Word of God. I find that to be disgusting and deliberate, and to me, it's evil. So. What, how do we give the discernment to people? What Bible should we be reading?
Well, and one of the funniest things I've heard pastors say and from the pulpit, they said, this morning I'm using the original King James, the one that Jesus carried with him, because people have actually said under one of our previous interviews, I think it was the one about the eclipses, a woman said when I mentioned about the Apocrypha was removed in the 1611 King James Bible, the woman said, "Well, I never heard Christ." Quoted in the Apocrypha and et cetera, et cetera. And what's so funny is a lot of these books predate that he came. The whole Old Testament is prior to Christ. And everything in the world changed the day he came. That's why everything is before Christ or after the day of our Lord, which is Agnus Domini. I'm not
Aren't
Greek,
they even trying
but
to change that?
yes. Yes, because they want to eliminate him from our conversation, want to eliminate the value of that. They've gone all the way, and the one I was mentioning, this pastor was quoting from the pulpit, is called the Message Bible. And if you've heard about the Message Bible and you bought one, because I went ahead and bought it because they had a bookstore. The church was so large, they had their own bookstore. And I don't think people noticed Family Bible bought a bunch of bookstores, and then Lifeway bought a bunch of bookstores. And then within 12 to 18 months, both of those went bankrupt. Isn't that interesting? So
Yeah,
now
very.
try and find a Christian bookstore. And people never thought about that. They just thought, isn't it a shame how they went bankrupt? Well, they you bought up all these stores and then they all went bankrupt. And so the Message Bible, and I thought I'd thrown it away, and God said, because I don't want to pass it on to somebody else because they don't realize. It says right in the beginning that it's a new, the Bible is now in contemporary language. It's written by a Eugene H. Peterson. Look up the people who are writing these Bibles because
So it even has an
I've had,
author.
yes, has an author.
What?
Yeah, in contemporary
I mean,
language. But
that just sounds wrong. It
yeah,
sounds
but it's friendly.
blasphemous.
And so the pastor was like, this Message Bible is so easy to comprehend because it's in a contemporary language. And that was the whole thing. We will be taught to speak in a new language. That's their whole plan, different from what Father did with us. So here's the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who are in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so below. That's the direct Baphomet symbol while Baphomet sits there. As above, so below. Two fingers up,
What?
two
So
fingers
wait,
down.
is this the new Our Father?
This is the Message Bible. The Lord's Prayer in the Message Bible.
So the Our
Then
Father
it
who art in
tells.
heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That prayer right there,
That
that's what they
prayer
just...
is now this wording in this Message Bible. And it was being quoted from the pulpit. So I talked to the pastor about it, and all I got was a smile. That's all I got. And referring people to buy it and selling it in their bookstore. And then it says, keep us alive with three square meals. Like that's God's responsibility. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. That's the Lord's Prayer in the Message Bible.
That
And
is
Fauci even did the
unbelievable.
as
I had
above, so
no idea.
below when he was in, had two fingers up, two fingers down. That's the message on the Baphomet.
Yeah, he goes like this.
Yeah.
I've even seen portraits of Jesus where he's like this. So that's also, I've seen it. I've seen it in.
When people do portraits, because there's there's the other Christ relationship. It's called Maitreya. And Maitreya is the other kingdom. There's only two kingdoms. There's only the kingdom of the living Lord and the kingdom of all the gods that are dead. There's only two kingdoms. And so you're either with the living Lord or you're not. And it's your choice. And that's why Elijah said, choose this day who you will serve. Because the dead gods aren't going to show up when you need them. They're not gonna keep you alive. They're not even going to be able to communicate with you either. They're all dead. They were all human. They were not a true God. All the Greek gods are dead. All the mythological gods, most never even existed, but they're all a myth. And what does that tell you? And that's what the people are believing in. And that's what they're drawn to, because they're told by people that that's how they get all these rewards and et cetera, et cetera. So,
It's
but if you
pretty
look
scary
back
to
at the
see
history.
that. I mean, that, and it's so obvious. I mean, I cannot believe, I had no idea that they changed the Lord's Prayer like that.
Every Bible is a different version. That's why they're called versions. And there's only one truth. There are no versions of the truth.
So where is the truth? What Bible do I get? I don't want all these other versions. I want the main, the original version. What is it? King James?
Well, the
Wouldn't be
original
that. It'd be
Bibles
older
were
than that.
before King James, because King James was the 1611. That was the one that had the Apocrypha in it. And people go, now, Sheila, I bought the King James. And please don't write to me after this interview. Understand that the 1611 King James Bible is not what you're buying when you're buying a King James Bible today. It was removed from the 1611 edition. So when people say, I bought the King James Bible and I'm not finding the Apocrypha, so I don't know what this woman's saying. It was a 1611 edition, had the Apocrypha in it. And now, I've told you guys about Edgar Goodspeed. Edgar Goodspeed did a complete summary of the Apocrypha. And this is so much better, because I've purchased the 1611 Apocrypha edition. You can get it. It's real narrow and the print is really small. This version of the Apocrypha, he explains everything, because it's more an ancient wording. It's never been modernized. So it's best to get this Edgar Goodspeed option for the Apocrypha. But now the King James Version, that's why they tease, that's the one that God carried. But I'll give you a little history, because there's a lot of history in the century before that. The first time that the Bibles were printed, and I've often mentioned a DVD that you would love with your family, it's called God's Outlaw, and that's Tyndale. And William Tyndale was the one who translated. He knew all the languages. He knew Latin, he knew Greek, he knew Hebrew. He translated everything into the first edition of an English version of a Bible. And that was done by 1535. And in this, and it's a compelling film, and it's usually only $5 or $6. It was available at all these different Christian bookstores. I think you can get it online still. I've seen it recently. So it's called God's Outlaw. Reason being is that he was the one that was showing up at the OK Corral. He was the one that was saying
Oh,
what
wow.
needed to happen. He was the one saying it doesn't make sense for the people not to be able to even read the true word of God. And so it
but
was
how
taken
do we know
from
what
the
we've
original.
Been reading if it's been manipulated throughout the thousands of years? I mean, it's obviously been handed down. Things have been taken out. Things have been inserted in. And I mean, how do we know what we've been reading is truth? I mean, if I'm looking at this, this has obviously been in play for many, many, for at least 2,000 years, right? So then how do we know what we're reading is even true at all if it's been manipulated this many times?
Well, manipulated or the different translations, and I can help you with
that.
Well,
it looks like the prayer you just read me seemed to me to be very manipulated.
But see, that's a man's version, to put it in contemporary language. We will take you to a new language as a plan of the other kingdom. We will communicate in a new language. That's their whole goal, is completely take us away from everything we know.
You don't
But
see
that's
them
not.
doing this to the Quran or the Torah, right? I mean, this is just the Bible.
Exactly.
So why is this just such
Well,
a
the
why
Quran,
is this such a threat?
Muhammad wasn't even anything until the 600 time frame, long after Christ. But what happens to these versions, there's a lot of confusion right now to say, should it be the New King James or should it be the King James? Should it be? So I'll just show you. This is the New King James that I travel with. And it's real similar to the King James that is chronological. Now, why did I end up with that? Because I ended up in Georgia, and after the 3 weeks, I was still here. So I ended up with $40 in my pocket, and God sent someone to take me to the bookstore. I go to the bookstore. The only Bible for under $40 was this one on sale. And I thought, why do I need a chronological Bible? And God said, it's going to come in handy. Within 1 year, I started writing book two. And in book two, everything had to be historically correct as to what happened to the Native American Indians. You find that the chronological Bible, the Bible, the books in the Bible are not in historic structure. So they don't follow a timeline. So I use the ancient map and I use the chronological. That's the New King James. When I use it as a reference Bible and carry it in my suitcase, I just use the reference size. When I study it, I have the New King James and the study version. Now, why? The majority of people in all the denominations are doing the New King James because the language in the King James is more difficult. It wasn't as modernized. So the standard one that everybody uses is the New King James, and that's why I have so many versions of the New King James. And the New King James is what I do in my books unless I identify another one. Now, what would be the other one I identify? That would be this one. And this one is the New King James and the Amplified. Now, why would that be? Like the Amplified, for example, when I was trying to explain that Aleister Crowley, who saw visions of the devil and saw it as a cockatrice and saw it as the Baphomet. And so when he had those, you don't find cockatrice in any other version. So God had me get this one. And this is also when I speak at events, people want the comparison of the New King James and the Amplified. So what it is the New King James is on one side of the page and the Amplified is on the other side. So I can refer to it in case they raise their hands and ask a question. I can go with the Amplified. And this is the only one that explains the cockatrice. We never knew anything about this.
Oh, wow.
In the adder's den. And it's only described in the Amplified. Now, they also did a New King James. It's in a chronological. And it's the life and 70-week ministry of Christ. We thought it was 3 years. They've got it all in a timeline. And the timeline is actually 70 weeks that he was on the road traveling and doing the ministry. So you see why, I mean, and every time I ask
I
want
to
God,
know
what
if
do you
they
want me to
left
do?
out, like left out of the Bible, his teenage years. How come we don't have that in there? I
He
mean,
worked with his father as a carpenter. And then he sat with the top people, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all the ones with the big hats in the faith. They were all supposedly the big scholars. And so he sat and listened with them. And then as a child, they have said this many times, as a child, he was hearing what they said and then feeding back to them and gave them things to question and research themselves. So they found him interesting. He was interesting until he said, I am. I am. I am the one. I was sent by the one. I am the one because in Hebrew, there's one word for Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one word. And that one word is for all three. And I just called the Hebrew scholar again this morning just to say it. Now, is there anything else I should say about this? And he said, just tell him in Hebrew it's one. In fact, I just picked them out to lunch a few weeks ago, and he had just been prompted by God to do a two-page on God being one, and said that when Constantine did this to us and merged us in all these pagan and rituals and feasts and festivals, we don't say the feast and festival names because they merged it in with things that are supposed to be Christian. The Hebrew text was Echad, Eshad, and it's all of the throne of God, and the throne of God also includes the Lamb. And he goes through this whole explanation, and he had just typed this up and brought this to the lunch, having no idea I was surprising him on our 7th anniversary of the first day we ever met 7 years before, which is right before the first For the Sake of America came
Wow.
out. And he knew
Wow.
all three of the prophets. And so he handed this to me, and he dated it and handed it to me. And it's such a powerful thing because we really don't know the truth. And he was the one. There's a Eliezer ben Yehuda, who was the man that God had prompted. He was dying, and God prompted him. He said, I want to do whatever you want me to do, God. And God said, I want you to modernize Hebrew, because if you don't modernize Hebrew, it'll be lost. And if the people don't know the language and the land that is theirs, the culture will be lost. And so he spent his last days modernizing Hebrew. Well, this Hebrew scholar that I told you just gave me this two-page letter, this scholar actually took the original Hebrew manuscripts and wrote the One New Man Bible. This is direct from Hebrew to English, and it's still hard for us to comprehend because all the books of the prophets are together. It's a completely different order, but it's just a precious book to know that the Hebrew translates into such a beautiful love language. So to me, it's just one that I review, you know, for different times. I don't use it for research or et cetera because people can't comprehend it. I have to stay in the New King James and Amplified for people to understand. And we don't want to keep having division. And one of the biggest things, Nelson Publishing wanted to do a whole bunch of things with me. This is like 20, 30 years ago. And we had big conversations, and they said, well, for starters, let's just do a Sheila Holme Bible. I said, nope, can't do a Sheila Holme Bible. He said, why? And I said, because I didn't author it, can't put my name on it. And he said, but you know, all these televangelists, all are selling them. They wanted my following to get a Bible with my name on it. And I said, I can't put my name on it because it's not mine. Nothing in that Bible. And you identified it. And, you know, you mean this guy says that he authored this Bible? And that's the problem. People
So
are putting their
let me
own
ask you this.
thoughts.
What churches, I mean, all the churches now to me are compromised. And I've heard, I just found out, I never even knew this either, but don't they all have to be under a 501c3? All the churches.
They have stayed under that. You know why? Because then the state owns the property. The ministry does not.
And in order to not pay
People don't
taxes,
understand that.
yeah, they have to
So
be
you
under a
pay for
501.
these churches, you pay for all this stuff, but they're going to own it whether you're there tomorrow or not. Father never set any of this up. His fellowship, it's right in the scriptures. My church is the apostle and prophet with Christ as the chief cornerstone. Because what you need is structure through the apostle, the word of God, if you're not hearing it yet, through the prophet. And then Christ as the chief cornerstone keeps you solid in the faith and in the truth because he brought the truth.
So what Bibles are the churches using? I'm pretty sure they're probably all being administered the same Bibles, I would imagine. Especially now, like I said, I went by a church the other day and they were pushing, well, during 20, and I saw the sign outside celebrating Pride that month and pushing this stuff. And I was like, oh man, okay. And that's not the only church I saw it at. There, I mean, there's, and I heard of other churches that were doing the same thing, pushing this junk, and then that month out of the year that's real prideful.
Well, it's
So
just like
I would
Christmas and
imagine,
Easter. They
right,
keep it
yeah.
up to have more people in the pew. What does
But and
that
then
mean?
there's a
That
church
doesn't
in,
mean anything.
I mean, all these churches to me seem very compromised. I mean, there was one in Germany, I just did a show on it, celebrating Taylor Swift at church to so they could recruit young believers or whatever. And I kept thinking to myself, wow, this is so wrong. This is so, so wrong what they're doing. They're making a mockery and they're bringing in false idols. So what book, what Bible are all the, do every, does every church use a different version, or are they all kind of being administered the same version of a...
It all varies. This is one that's in a recovery style church, hospital church, Beyond Suffering Bible. And it says that the gospel's according to suffering.
So
the
to
Bible
me,
doesn't
this is
change
just
according
confusing
to
the
our
word of
issues.
God. They're deliberately confusing everything.
Yes.
Everyone's
Yes.
interpretation, and it's not, yeah, it's not to be up for interpretation. It says what it says.
Exactly.
So
that's
so I'm
why all the
asking, where is the
denominations.
original,
Yeah.
where's the original text? Where do I find that? I don't want to hear other people's versions.
Well, from Tyndale, okay, Tyndale was burned at the stake in 1535. And then what happened 3 years later, they gave the credit to a man named Cloverdale. I don't really know who he is, don't care, because I know the sacrificing that Tyndale and everyone around him did. And the compelling scene at the beginning of his film, God's Outlaw, is where the king's guards, they don't wear the big hats back in the time of the black fur, but they're those guys, and they're asking a group of people if they know anything in the Bible in English on purpose. And the children are prompted by their mother to say the Lord's Prayer. So it's so compelling because the children are saying the Lord's Prayer. And as soon as they complete it, he goes, great, get the name of the father and his location. We're going to boil him in oil, keep the women and the children. And that's what they've been doing, is leaving men from the beginning. That's what they proved in the Civil War. That's what they proved in the Revolutionary War. That's what they keep proving. We have never been in liberty and freedom even here, which is what the pilgrims tried to do. That's what the Faith Monument, and we've covered that before. That's what the Faith Monument is about. It's the four pillars on how to raise a child in the way they should go, so they do not depart from it. So after Tyndale came out with that Bible, I have people arguing with me that the Geneva Bible is really the Bible. Well, his Bible came out very simply, very specifically, 1535. Cloverdale, it was released through King Henry VIII, who did things of all these guys that were involved in getting the Bible translated into English. They didn't want the people to know, and they still don't want the people to know what it actually truly says, which is what we said. Yeah, that's why the Apocrypha was removed, because it said how the Native Americans came here. The Apocrypha told the Jewish people in Spain with Columbus how to get here. I mean, it's not anything that's new or different, but they decided to go ahead and pull it out because the entire United States belonged to the Native American Indians. The tribes covered the entire North America, Mexico. They covered all of this area. They walked to uninhabited lands. And so that's why they wanted to remove that. But right now, the main thing is to get the people, just like what you were saying. You wanted to hear God's voice so much, you told him you wanted to hear him, and he's letting you hear him even when he whispers. And that was the answer to my prayer, because sometimes we're so exhausted, we're so tired, the days are so long, we want to get more done, and it's just like, I don't have time to just figure out what I need to talk to God about tonight. But hearing from him is so, so exciting. It's just like our friend Juan, when I told him, now I have to flip this whole darn book, and God said, and Juan ended up saying the same words. And I said, wait a minute. I said, that's what God just told me. And he said, well, you mean you're checking with me on God instead of checking with God on what I say to you? And I said, well, it's both ways, you know? And he said, but isn't it more powerful when you hear it from God? And you've had that experience. And when you're reading the scriptures, it is true, he will not leave you alone or forsake you. If you have a question, the Holy Spirit helps you right in that moment. It's a difference that you can't explain. And people keep saying, well, Sheila, I've known you a long time and I still don't hear his voice. It's that all you have to do is thank Father that you can hear him even when he whispers. That's all you have to do, because he's not going to withhold it from you and give it to us. And we're hearing from him. There's a wonderful Bible that I just found extremely interesting. It's called the Names of God Bible. And down the side are all the different names of the living Lord in the Hebrew inscribed in the cover. And they didn't sell enough of them to reprint them, but you can still get these leather copies on Resale.
You know, I just, you know, pastors are bad enough. I don't even know what pastors to even listen to anymore. I don't trust any of them anymore, to be honest with you. I don't. So now I, here I am wondering what Bible to read, and I'm still sitting here very confused. Is there
New
one
King
Bible that
James.
I should be reading?
The New King James is really good. The difference with the New King James, and then if you want to get the combination of the Amplified, because the Amplified just further defines. So
So
if
the
you're
New
sitting
King
looking
James is
at it,
the one to get.
that's the standard across the world.
But I
It's
mean,
not,
how much has that
I
been
travel all the
manipulated?
time.
I mean,
The what?
how much has that been manipulated through the thousands of years? I mean, there's, I don't trust, it's just hard. I don't know.
Well, the books that were removed were already removed. It was stopped when we found out who was doing it from 1804 to 1835. It was a British and Foreign Bible Society. And in addition to the Apocrypha, and you mentioned the other powerful one, the Ancient Book of Enoch. And what they're thinking is some of it was just for information, but Enoch was alive. He knew what happened with the Nephilim. He knew what happened with the fallen angels. There's the Ancient Book of Jubilees. I didn't find anything in it that really helped me. There's the Ancient Book of Jasher. I didn't find anything in that that was helpful to me. But I can tell you it's really interesting if and it's not what I refer to. I always refer to the New King James or the Amplified because that's the most understandable and that's the one that God talks to me the most when I'm reviewing it. But this one that has the names of God, so when he's Jehovah in the scripture, his name is Jehovah. When he's El Shaddai, it's El Shaddai. And it was powerful that this woman put this together. So, but that's not something you have to study or research, and you don't need a whole bunch of translations. They've now got a Passion one, but I guess it's only the New Testament. And I thought I had that one, but I can't find it. But I think they only have the New Testament. And that's why here's another thing that's happening. They don't even want to emphasize the Old Testament. I have not found a pastor that has told me the Old Testament is even worth reading. They all say that it's just good history, Sheila, if you want to look at it, it's just good
They
history. I
all
said,
say the
excuse
same
me?
thing, don't they? I've been told
Same
that as
thing.
well.
Yeah. Well, June 17, I'm pretty sure 1996, and I'm looking for the document if anyone knows how to get it for me. It was given to the intelligence committees of the full House, Congress and Senate. And I'm sorry, all of Congress, Senate, House and Senate. When they did this, they ended up being given a report from the CIA that they had fully infiltrated by June 17, 1996, all journalists and all clergy. And so the journalists then, and then you notice the children of the journalists, the children of the congressmen, the children of the judges, the children of the are all still running the show. And that's what happens. Now, you mentioned, are there other versions? Revised Standard Version is what we had when I was growing up, and they put our names down in the corner of it when they gave it to us. This one was given to me as a gift, and here you go. It's the New Inductive Study Bible. Discover the Truth for Yourself is what it's called. It's the New American Standard Bible. I don't want to discover the truth for myself. I want the truth in the book. And for Father to help me discover it. And that's why I stay with the New King
How
James
many
Version.
versions of Bibles are there?
There are so many because
Like, is
everybody
there
who
a
put their
number? Is there
name
like
on,
100? Or is there like a,
oh,
how
there's
many
more than
versions are there?
that. I mean, I
How
can
many
show you right here.
interpretations,
These are
I
the
should
ones
say?
we've just gone through. I have shelves in my bookcase of those, but this, I'm letting you know, this one was given to me. All the rest of these God wanted me to get for specific reasons. There's the Founder's Bible that David Barton did. So a lot of people say I'm only going to refer to the Founder's Bible because there's some of their speeches are inserted in it for historical value. Then there's the Geneva
Because I
Bible,
mean, if
and
you
people
just
say,
change one word in the Bible, that can change everything.
well,
I mean, no, I
the
mean,
Holy
let's really look
Spirit,
at
the Holy
this.
Spirit's not going to leave us alone. You see, God knew all this, just like his only true religion, undefiled religion, is in James in scripture. And what he said was, see to the needs of my widows and my orphans. And now, because of the break in the family, and this will be in my 45 points book, there are so many points of how to break the family. And that's exactly what they've done. Take out the father, and then let's indoctrinate the children.
And have the
Let's
state
have
run
all,
the children,
yep.
which they're doing through schools and now churches. Now
Yes.
churches and the schools are raising your children. That's right. And the dad's not
Exactly.
there. The strong household figure is gone now. And that's why they're pushing this women, independent women, this independent women, that liberation women, you know, seriously, that's what this is all about, is that it was to break up the family and take us away from God.
Yes. And women's Bibles. It's just like what the church does. The women come together on one night. I don't have the Geneva Bible, but people said the Geneva Bible are what the pilgrims brought with them. And I don't know, because everybody was so impressed with what happened with Tyndale and the sacrifice he made to make that Bible available. I don't know about the Geneva Bible because it didn't come out till 1550, 1560. And the pilgrims had already lost family members. In that little pilgrim children's book, The Primer, I've shared this before. This is so fascinating. And in this, the children learn about 15th century, 1500s, this man, for the sake of the truth of God, and his nine children were taken from, you know what I mean? And the children read how this happened, because if you don't know what the martyr sacrifice, you don't even know what the value is in everything that we're doing, or what it is that we're saying. And they just did two little prayers each day. Oh, Father, whatever, wherever I wasn't aligned with you today, please let me know so I can repent of that. And the next morning, thank you for keeping me aligned with you today. Can you imagine if that's all our children were saying day and night, morning and night? I mean, it changes people's lives. And that's why that four pillars of the faith monument was so key. But the thing that the enemy is trying to do to us is, oh, you know what? We changed that Bible, and that's not the word of God anymore. Well, let me tell you, when you look at this, I'll tell you a couple of examples. And I don't know how many you want today, but when I've had to speak, for example, I was in another nation, didn't know their language, didn't know any translators. They just gave me a translator. And when you don't even know each other, you don't know the ins and outs of how things get expressed. And so I was really concerned. And I said, I don't even have a message, God. And he said, that's okay. You're not speaking yet. That's what he does with me, because it has to be him. Just like what happened on the eclipses. You know, I'm just standing in the green room, and it's like, it comes out of my mouth, God's not targeting America. That's not an axe. That's it's going to be a cross, and there's going to be two crosses. And I'm saying all this stuff, but that's God. So he said, carry a small box and put a couple of things inside. He told me what to put inside of it. He wanted me to talk about the fact that they make us seem like we don't know anything, we can't do anything, and that's exactly where we're at right now. And what Bible do we read? And everybody's going to judge us. Everybody's going to judge us, but they're not with the Father if they're judging us, because this is what he had me say. He had me talk about the dry bones. And I don't know scripture. I'm not a Bible scholar. So I'm standing in front of the people, and he said, just shake the box. And I'm shaking it. And he goes, no matter how much you try and shake your dry bones, you can't connect them. You can't do anything about it. The only one that keeps you connected is the connection with the Father. And you can speak over those dry bones. You can add water to those dry bones. You can do, and he gave me all these examples. You can make all of this stuff, and you can't form anything with those bones. The only one who can do it is the Father. So to think that we can do these things, and the whole sermon was about, and I was amazed. I asked for a copy of the tape afterwards. I always do, because I never know what I said. I had a pastor who was gone back to Ghana when I was in London. This is like in 98, 99, after I was at a coronation of a king in Ghana. And he wanted me at his church. And then he had an emergency and had to go back to Ghana. And so the next time I was in London, he drove all over town looking for the best audio tape. I said, why are you doing this? I said, an audio tape's an audio tape. No, I want you to have this forever. I said, really? He said, it's really a good tape. So he drives all over. He finally finds the tape he wants. He goes back to the church, makes a copy of it, and hands it to me, and my name's on it. I said, what's this about? And he said, when I was out of town, when you spoke, I said, yes. He said, this changed my life. I want you to have this message. I said, well, then I want the message. He said, what do you mean? I said, whenever God has me speak, I surrender unto him. And so whatever he wants, shared. Because we cannot determine what they're trying to judge us about. We can't decide. And if they say all of these are for naught, yes. Were their books removed? Yes. Who did it? They did. It wasn't anybody that operates with the Holy Spirit that was removing these books. It was for information to tell us. But if we had the whole Bible today, I think there's 777 books. People have been teasing and laughing about it because those are the numbers they have found. And isn't that interesting? 777.
Right,
How many
probably all
times do
under
we
the
find
Vatican
books?
vault. Right? They're probably all there.
So
Am
what's
I right
going
in
on?
saying
But
that? I
do
mean,
we
is
need
that.
those? But let me give you another example. You know, when they said, you know, this whole thing was happening to us and America was going to be destroyed and all these other nations are hate America. Da, 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 da. And I was almost in tears that said, God, what can I say to these people? And God said, look up King Jehoshaphat. So I do, I look up King Jehoshaphat. And I was compelled. I couldn't quit reading about him. And it's, I think it's in Second Chronicles also, and I think it's in Book 20. He had me use Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people call by my name, because we don't even know that we're called by his name. If you aren't hearing his voice, please do what I asked you to do. Just say, Father, I want to hear your voice. He's not going to withhold it from you because you're going to, it says in scripture, in the day of trouble, you're going to want to know his voice because the mimicker, the mockery one, is going to try and sound just like him. And you aren't going to know because you haven't had that relationship. So immediately, just as Nino has confirmed he's done, just Father, I want to hear your voice. And he's hearing him even when he whispers, because that voice is going to get you through. So what he had me do was look at this King Jehoshaphat. And I was so excited because you read, and then and I had to turn the page to get onto what was happening. And he knew that these seven nations were all coming against him. They didn't have a chance. They were like, I don't know, 30, 50 times the number of people in his crown area where he is crowned king. And so he just had this group, and I don't know if it was all inside the wall of the castle, I don't know. But anyway, they were praising and worshiping in the midst of it, and they worshiped and worshiped and worshiped. And then God said the next morning, now go over the hill where the enemy is. They went over the hill, and not one was alive. The seven nations killed each other, and it took them 3 days to carry back the jeweled swords and everything of the plunder. So I go, that King Jehoshaphat, his life, his family, they must be so. I want to give the example of his family. And he said, Sheila, be cautious what you ask for. You turn the page, and his son married Jezebel and Ahab's daughter. I think I got this right. Again, I'm not a Bible scholar. So he married her. So when Jehoshaphat was gone, they start plotting against him. He gets sent out and gets killed. She ends up becoming the queen, the daughter of Jezebel, and everything changes until she's found out for what she did. We think that Noah was righteous and everything was wonderful when he landed. We don't read the rest of it and find out that Noah's great grandson was Nimrod. We think that we're not holy enough for God. And so that's why those stories are in there. That's why the Old Testament exists. They're dealing with the same crap we're dealing
Right, they're imperfect. And what
people in
is
your life.
it?
You
God
could
doesn't
bring
call
Jezebel
the
beside you.
qualified, he qualifies the
Yes.
called.
Yes. And so you can read all these different versions and everything else, but if you don't have that voice, if you don't have that relationship,
Which
it's
is the
almost
Holy
it's
Spirit.
impossible to get through the storm.
So in other words, no matter what version you're reading, as long as you have the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to use your spiritual discernment.
And you'll see when you have discernment in the Message Bible, they just wrote another Bible, an individual did, to have a contemporary language Bible. You know, so are we going to have, but look at what they did. And everybody says, well, I want a Gen Z Bible. Why do you suppose they named our generations X, Y, and Z? They were done with us. We didn't understand it.
Wow.
Do you see what I mean? So Gen X
Wow.
and Gen Y,
Oh
then Gen
boy.
Z.
So this is the
And now
last
they're so broke and
generation.
they can't get work. And we've paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for them to be educated and they can't even figure
Golly,
out
hold on
how
a
to.
second. So this is their final,
Yeah,
this is, yeah, this is
they're
it.
done. That was a 20-year in every century is
Hold
they
on, don't say that
create.
on here.
Oh,
It's a fluff tube.
okay. Every 20 years is this crisis. And when this crisis happens, then they had a complete plan because 20 means recycle into death. So all this progresses, but we didn't know. And we
Yeah.
didn't know. And it doesn't matter. You read any of these versions of the Bible, they have the same structures. The chronological drove me crazy. But the reason why you wanted me to have that is because I never knew. To me, the books were in order. That's what we were told. The books are in order. So this is how life unfolded. Not true. You'll see part of a book, then you'll see parts of three other books, then you'll come back to that book. I mean, chronological history doesn't match how they put it together. But it really doesn't matter because for months when I was being torn apart by agents and judges in San Diego, all I would do is say, okay, God, just show me where. And he would show me exactly where to open it. And then he would tell me why when I looked at it. He loves you so much. He sent you knowing that you'd be interested in what should I be reading and where should I be looking? But not to ask Sheila Holmes, not even to say, you know, well, Nina, she didn't answer any of our questions. Where am I supposed to? The answers are with the Father. And that's why the destruction of the fathers throughout history, because they didn't want your earthly father to help guide you to the Father in heaven. And
Wow.
it's just, that's the
Damn.
plan. So that's why break a family as much as you can. The Faith Monument
And keep
says you get taught by the
confusing.
parents, you get schooled by the parents, mentored by the grandparents. There was no public school.
Right. Yeah,
But
you're 100% right.
in 1850, they put everybody, it became law. You had to send all of your children to a public school. It was compulsory that they attend a public school. Then what did they start doing? Started closing the small little schools. It used to be that the children would gather in a structure where they would just gather in fellowship. And so even when they started building it in wood, and everybody thinks it's always been so modern in America, I helped race to I rally drove a high speed mountain route in California. And so I did this thing in Lakeside, California. They had the first speed race, and they didn't even have steering in 1907 when they had this first race. So imagine you're trying to, it's more like go-karts for the grown-ups because they didn't have anything and they're trying to turn the curve and they have no steering. We have thought about things as though it was always like this, and yet it was better than where we are now. And that's not true. And we didn't know all of these things, and we didn't have all of this together. And families are blaming themselves for all of these things. But here's a faith monument saying, Mom and Dad, you train up the children in the way they should go because you know truth. And that's the way it was supposed to be. Now look, and then when they did wooden pews behind on the back of the pew in front, they
Is the
would put a
kneel.
little table down, just like on a flight. You just put that little table down, and now you got a school desk. And that's the men built them. The men built the buildings to gather in.
Wow.
Everything was done by the people who arrived and built these things brand new. The trees weren't even taken down to even build anything. They had to clear. It was called clearing. You do a clearing, and then you do a building. And all of this was still going on, the 1800s, 1900s. By the time they did the Civil War, they didn't have any of this stuff. And so if we would understand that now they've closed the country schools, they've put everyone in town schools, even in small towns, then they close down those and make consolidated schools. And next thing you know, they got one big school for the county, for elementary, for junior high, and for high school, all separated. So depending on which child is at what level in school, you've got them going to different schools. They're on buses to and from, separating from the family. Now, what is the 45 points? They have to indoctrinate the children that all of your negative influences have come from your own parents and your own grandparents.
Yeah.
Talk
That's
about
what they're doing
rebellion.
right now.
The
Yeah.
fathers have to be removed from the family. You have to make divorce easy. All these steps to completely destroy the family.
That's why I say
And
homeschool, man. Homeschool, homeschool.
absolutely. And the love and
You
compassion of
can't
a
even
mother.
trust Catholic schools to do none of them.
The church schools, look at how much money they're charging. And this is, I can tell you, the difference with California. We let them use a Sunday school room. We paid for the teacher. The parents just had to buy the books. That's all they had to buy because we already had the Sunday school rooms for the classes. When I came to Georgia, parents were paying $200 for the pre-K and $725 a month for the ones that were in first and second and third
Dang.
grade was $725 a month. That's going on $1,000. The books are the same as the public schools. So
Wow.
there was
Yeah,
no
there's no
difference.
difference.
And they didn't even know. The parents didn't even know.
No. Wow. All I gotta say is I've learned a lot in this podcast. It's incredible.
So I'm so
Man.
thankful to get this word out, because now you guys know you don't have to write to me. Just go to the Father and say, I'm
Yeah.
so honored that you wanted to do this, Nino, because nobody's ever done this, to do this whole description, because it doesn't matter what books they took out. It doesn't matter what denomination you are. Do you have that relationship with the Father? Because they've had us judging. I had cousins who were Seventh-day Adventist. I was told not to even communicate with them. They honored the Sabbath. We weren't. I have relatives that are Jehovah's Witness. Jehovah's Witness don't celebrate these pagan feasts and festivals, but we did. You know, so they're telling us to judge all these different groups for all these different reasons. And all Father wants us to do is come together in fellowship with Him. Because when two or more gather together, Christ is in the midst, and you can't compare with that. And that's
Wow.
what happens when we come together. That's why so
Yeah.
much gets discussed with us, Nino. It just, that
Wow.
power is here between us.
Beautiful. Sheila, where can people find you?
Hisbest.org.
Hisbest.org. Man, I gotta tell you, this cleared up a lot for me today. It got a little confusing towards the middle, and then I was like, ah, wait, I started seeing the light. Made sense. So this is good. This is a really good podcast. I appreciate you coming on and giving us your best research and what you know, like always. And you're going to be the general in the general's tent this month. That's going to be fun. That's going to be really cool. That's May 30th, folks, 5 p.m. ninoscorner.tv. This is going to be a big one. Get your questions ready for Sheila. She's a wealth of knowledge and very much worth it. Thank you, Sheila, for joining me.
It's so good to be with you. And if we want to do that one, we can do that for
No,
Nino's
don't say
Corner if
that
you
on
want
here.
to.
All right.
Yeah.